Beth Luna, Just Like Jesus. I like that song. 103.7 WWIB. We're hanging out. We're having fun. We're living life. We're praising God here on The Drive. And we actually have Yveth Luna here. What do you think of that song that we just played?
I think I like it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
A little on the fence. A little on the fence.
How about if we do a little rapid fire?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go. I'll start the timer. You ask the questions.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
All right. First question. Have you ever cried during a movie?
Yes.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
Wow. Stern yes. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay. What's the best kind of chips?
Barbecue.
Wow. Where are you from? Texas. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Dishes.
All right. Dishes. I agree. Parallel park or drive around the block until you find a better spot?
Parallel park.
Wow. You're going to risk it. All right. I like it. I respect it. What's the last book you read?
Screwtape Letters.
Ooh, C.S. Lewis. I like it. Have you ever had a nickname? And if so, what was it?
Luna.
All right. How do you eat an Oreo?
You dip it in milk.
Okay. Use your fingers or a fork?
Fingers.
Interesting. You don't do the fork. Gotcha. All-time favorite movie?
The Notebook.
Okay. Gotcha. What's the best breakfast food?
Eggs and bacon.
All right. Okay, there you go.
There
60 seconds. Good job.
Yep. Fantastic. Good job. Good job.
Rapid fire with Yveth. Hey, tell people about your life from Texas, how you found the Lord, and how Christian music became such a huge part of your life.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up listening to Christian music on the radio, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been a huge part of my life, and I had no idea that it would be. Mm-hmm. But looking back now, it's just wild to see how it's impacted me. But I grew up in a Christian home. My grandfather was a pastor, a missionary. My uncles were worship leaders. And yet I didn't think that I would end up as a Christian singer. I never thought I would. But it was always some sort of distant dream, but God made it a reality. I had to hit rock bottom at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. I think just sometimes life ends up that way and you can't control it. And then there are some times where you just make decisions that lead you to that. And so I hit rock bottom in my life. I wasn't putting God first in my life. And I was putting this gift and this dream first. And I was disappointed because it didn't fulfill me. And I realized that my only fulfillment would be in God. And so I got to the point where I surrendered it all.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to one of my favorite artists, Sarah Reeves. It was one of her songs playing in the car, and I just broke down and I was like, God, I just want you. And I have it all. Change my desire. If that's what it takes, change it, because I'm not happy. I'm miserable. I'm depressed. And so I laid it at his feet, and I really did this time, because, you know, we can have those prayers where we're, I'm laying this down, but your heart's not fully there yet. And it takes some time. And so gave it all to him, and he started repairing my heart and building me back up. And he just built me back up, and I got to the point where I'm like, God, like, I'm so fulfilled in you. I don't need anything else. And then that's when he placed the dream back in my hands, and he says, now let me steer this ship. And so the Lord has done a work in my life, because once I was riddled with depression and hopelessness, and now I can say that I'm on the other side of that through the prayers of my parents, through the prayers of my closest friends. And now I get to write about what he did in my life, and it's a testimony, and I get to live it out.
That's tremendous. That's great. Well, Paul said, I die daily, and we all have to do that. But you came to a point in your life where you said, okay, God, that kind of life that I was living, my goals were not, they were mine, not yours. And so that's how it changed.
Got to give it all to him.
Amen. Amen. All right. Beth Luna here in studio. She'll be here this summer for One Fest.
Yes.
It'll be nice and warm here in the Chippewa Valley, and that'll be terrific. All right, Caleb, you got something else in store for her before we send her on?
Give me like a minute to set it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
A minute.
Okay. Tell me about your family. I think you mentioned you're from the Dallas area.
Yes.
Grew up in a Christian home.
Yes.
And any siblings? Did you mention that?
Yeah, I have an older brother and a younger brother. I grew up playing piano, and my older brother would always tell me to be quiet, and I would sing so loud. And now he's like, well, now, I mean, now it paid off.
Right.
And I have a younger brother. And so I'm the middle child, only girl. And I made a lot of noise in my family.
Right. I bet you did.
I did.
Yeah. Did you always feel like music was going to be a huge part of your life?
It wasn't until as a little girl, you can have all these dreams, right? I dreamed all these dreams, and who knew that it would actually happen? I had these big dreams and desires in my heart. But when I was 16, I had this burning desire to sing for the Lord. And when I was 18, God just made it a reality. So,
Okay. All right. And I'm told that, and I didn't know this, that you have done some stuff on the big screen. Is that right? Or television or something? Was that?
Oh, well, I mean, I did American Idol at one point in my life.
Okay.
I did American Idol at one point in my life. It was a great experience. They aired some of my stuff, not my actual audition, but yeah, it was a fun time.
Cool. All right. Caleb, you want to explain what you got going here? Go ahead.
All right. So, we are going to do a little Texas versus Wisconsin trivia here with our own JP on the drive versus Eveth.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
But it isn't what you know about your state. It's what you know about their state. So Josh is going to answer questions about Texas. Eveth is going to answer questions about Wisconsin.
I'm going to lose.
But if you get a question wrong, or if your opponent gets a question right, you have to give a little crank on the handle of our pie face game here. We're going to go on Facebook Live, too. I have put extra creamy whipped cream on here. We're hoping Eveth isn't super attached to her makeup today.
No.
Or she's just going to have to answer all the questions correctly. So
just don't answer one wrong, and you'll be just fine, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and set it up here.
All right. So I'm going to switch real quick here with Josh.
Okay. Change chairs here.
All right. And so this is what we're going to do here. So I will ask a question. And when it's your turn to pull the crank on Pie Face, which you can see on Facebook Live, you can just scoot your little wheelie chair over to it. So we'll start with Josh, some Texas trivia. Again, if you get a question wrong, you turn the crank. If your opponent gets a question right, you also turn the crank. So we're going to ask one question to you, one question to Evith. We'll see where we're at. Josh, what is the official state shell of the great state of Texas? Is it? It's a multiple choice.
Okay. Oh, good, good, good.
Is it the lightning whelk, the conch shell, or the snail shell? What is the official state shell of Texas?
The lightning one?
The lightning whelk, the conch, or the snail?
Let's say I'm going to go with the lightning one because I've never heard of that before.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, my goodness.
That means one spin for Evith, but she also gets to answer a question here, too.
Okay.
Evith, what is the capital of Wisconsin? This is not multiple choice.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the capital of Wisconsin?
I know this one.
I really don't know. So, no, I'm not going to guess. I don't know.
She's we would have accepted Madison and nothing else. Two cranks for Evith. Oh, goodness, we're losing some whipped cream here. We've got to
really
reload.
You really piled it on.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Now, the crank doesn't mean that it's going to explode. But again, just get your chin right in there.
Oh, gosh.
Like you got to. All right. And.
All right.
Go ahead and turn the crank right there twice. There. Yep, turn it twice.
One. Two.
She's safe. She's safe.
Ooh, all right. That was scary.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to start with Evith this time.
Okay.
This is a multiple choice question. You know what? No, we'll ask another one. We'll just say, I bet you can do this. Name one professional sports team, any sport, from the state of Wisconsin. Any sport.
Packers.
There you go. Yeah. All right. That's one crank for Josh. All right. And now, Josh.
Yep.
The King Ranch in Texas is bigger than what state? Is it bigger than Delaware, Rhode Island, or Vermont? The King Ranch in Texas is so big, it's bigger than an entire state. Delaware, Rhode Island, or Vermont?
Rhode Island.
He's right.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
I feel like Josh needs to crank it first. All right. So one crank for Josh and then Evith. All right. Get the chin in there, buddy. Oh, all right. Another crank for Evith.
He's safe.
It twitched.
All right.
Oh, wait. I got to do
You've got
it
one
now?
Crank here.
Okay.
I got scared.
I'm so scared.
Why? She's still safe.
I'm flinching.
All right. Back to Josh.
All right.
Arguably the most famous Texan, Sam Houston, was actually born in what state? It's not Texas. Was he born in Wisconsin, Connecticut, or Virginia? Arguably the most famous Texan, Sam Houston, was actually born in what state? Wisconsin, Connecticut, or Virginia?
I'm going to go with Virginia.
You are correct.
Oh, my gosh. He's too good at this.
He is really.
All right, that's one crank for Evith. All right, Evith. What is the largest city in Wisconsin? Is it Madison, Milwaukee, or Oconomowoc?
Milwaukee.
She is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
All right, now,
yay.
Ladies first here. Who do you want to turn the crank? Josh first or you first?
Josh first.
All right, Josh first. Should we add a little bit more? Just
yeah, go for it.
Sure.
Might as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
He turns and he's good. All right, Evith.
Oh, my goodness.
It keeps, twitching. It scares me. All right.
She's still safe.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, the tension mounting. All right, we got to move along here. Josh.
Yep.
Texas boasts the nation's largest herd of what? Elk, white-tailed deer, or horses? Texas boasts the nation's largest herd of elk, white-tailed deer, or horses?
I feel like horses is the obvious answer, but I'm going to go elk on this one.
You are wrong. It is white-tailed deer.
What?
Whoa.
All right, Evith, for two cranks for Josh. The first what was concocted in Two Rivers, Wisconsin in 1881? The first beef jerky? The first automobile? Or the first ice cream sundae?
Oh, darn.
Or the first ice cream sundae?
Ice cream sundae?
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, my goodness. Yay.
Josh has two cranks here.
Okay, great. Of course, you're piling on more.
Yeah,
two cranks for Josh. One. And he's... goodness gracious.
I'm nervous.
All right. All right.
How's everything hanging in there?
Back to Evith. What increasingly popular fast food restaurant chain began in Wisconsin? Was it McDonald's, In-N-Out Burger, or Culver's?
Culver's?
She is absolutely correct. Well done. All right. Josh, what is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
He is correct. All right, one crank each.
Darn.
I'm not going to load it all the way down because I think maybe I'm...
Oh, you're affecting it? All right, so...
Evith can choose. She's the guest. Who cranks it first?
Josh.
All right. Josh, all right. Face all the way in there. Keep the glasses on just in case. Still, he's safe.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I really did test this.
Lord, help me.
Yeah. It was working before. All right, D-Bid.
Can we just both win? Do we have to keep doing this?
Oh! There we go. Dang it.
It does work. We got to get a picture of that. Evith Luna, a great sport.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Wow, and you may get your revenge, madam, at OneFest if you would like.
We'll have water balloons.
We'll have water balloons.
All right. There you go. Well, we're going to scooter into a studio here because they've got to fly out at 6:30 for Nashville again here. But Evath, we'll get you cleaned up. And
thanks for the fun.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank
you for playing along here today, Evath Luna. And just like Jesus, her new song, it's terrific. We love it. Keep it up, and we'll see you this summer for OneFest. Yeah?